Third paragraph of the Kedushin, fifth Mishnah. He married a woman. I thought that she was a Kohenes. It ended up she was a Levi. I thought she was a Levi and she ended up to be a Kohenes. Or I thought that Aniya v'Yashira. I thought she was poor and she's very wealthy. He doesn't want a very wealthy wife. It's harder to take care of her. Ashir v'Aniya. Other rabbi, he wanted a wealthy wife and now she's poor. I raised him with Kodeshes. Why? She didn't fool him. He had his preconceived notions, he didn't speak it out. That's dvarim shebelev. Things that in his heart he didn't speak out are not considered that he made a condition, and therefore the condition takes effect even though his imagination was not fulfilled. He's a guy, and he says, I'll give you a condition now that will take effect after I go through the geiris. After you go through the geiris. After I'm an evid, after I get freed, after you get freed, he goes to a married woman, gives her kedushin, and says it'll take effect after your husband dies, or he's married to her sister, and he says after your sister will die, I want this to take effect. Or she's a yivama now, and he can't marry because she's pending yivam, and he says after Yavim will do chalitza to free you up. Eino mikudeshes. The rule is that if he or she are not in a state that kedushin could take effect now, consider tova shaloi bala olam, and consider that something that's not yet possible to make a kinyan, and the kinyan does not take effect at all, even later on. He tells his friend, if your wife gives birth to a female, I want the kedushin to take effect. Even though a father can be mekadesh his children, but this is also considered loy b'loylo. Yeah, ain't a mekadesh, the kedushin does not take effect. Till she's born, she's not considered an entity yet that you can make kedushin at. If he says eishes chaveiro imul beres v'huku bara tvar kayomim v'yol dan akevim mekadesh, but if she's already pregnant. I'm not talking about if she will be pregnant. She's pregnant. It's already recognizable that she's pregnant. So the Mishnah over here says that is considered around, and the father can be Mekadesher. L'maisa, this is a suffix kedushin because that state of not being born yet is not so clear that it's a state that you can't do transactions with such a being.